The World This Week, Politics.
Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon unexpectedly announced she would resign after more than 8 years in office. Ms Sturgeon has campaigned tirelessly for Scottish independence, a cause that Scots rejected in a referendum in 2014. Her efforts to ask voters the same question again, hoping for a different answer, have been rebuffed by the courts. She had been pilloried over the state of Scotland's public services and rowed with some of her own Scottish nationalists over transgender issues. She will stay in office until a successor is found. The death toll from the earthquakes that hit southern Turkey and northern Syria passed 42,000. Survivors were still being pulled from the wreckage a week after the tremors, but hope is dim for those still trapped. Critics lambasted Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkey's president, for policies that allowed construction firms to avoid safety measures that would have made more buildings earthquake-proof. He faces re-election this year. America temporarily eased sanctions on Syria to allow earthquake aid into the country. New border crossings were opened to expedite the transfer of supplies. Egypt, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates have been leading the relief effort. The president of Moldova, Maia Sandu, said that Russia was trying to overthrow her pro-EU government by infiltrating the country and stirring up protests. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says that Ukraine has uncovered a Russian plot to destabilize Moldova. The embattled Moldovan prime minister stepped down and was replaced by Doreen Rechen, who was the president's security adviser and is also pro-Western. Moldova applied to join the EU last year. Another journalist in Russia was sentenced to prison under fake news laws for reporting on Russia's bombing of Mariupol in Ukraine last March. Maria Ponomarenko was sent to a penal colony for 6 years for social media posts describing an airstrike on a theatre full of children. The Brothers of Italy, the senior party in the Italian governing coalition, handily won regional elections in Lazio and Lombardy, strengthening the hand of the Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. The right-wing coalition's victory in Lazio around Rome turfed out the centre-left, which had held power there for a decade.